Pride and Prejudice has generated huge numbers of screen adaptations and continuations, which is very strange in a way because it's such a perfect and complete story in itself that the idea of a sequel seems very strange. And yet I think it's a tribute to Austen's brilliance in creating such realistic characters that by when people get to the end of the book, they just can't bear to think that that's the end of it. So they want to know what happened to Elizabeth in her life as Mrs. Darcy and how Jane and Bingley got on, what happened to Lydia and Wickham. So that desire for more, I think, is very much part of her extraordinary skill in creating this entirely convincing fictional world. I think it also translates very well to the screen and always has done. I think that's partly why Andrew Davis's adaptation was such a phenomenal success. Because her dialogue is so witty and so well constructed, and her ability to create distinctive characters through speech rather than through describing what they look like. We don't know what Lydia looks like really, but we know absolutely how she speaks, and I think that makes her novels work like plays, that they're a little bit like dramatic texts, so very easy for directors to interpret and for actors to interpret.